salts in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
When it comes to home comfort, there's only one name you need to remember. That's Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Still family-owned and operated, we've been keeping you comfortable with superior service and exceptional products for over 50 years. Whether it's routine maintenance, emergency service, or a complete new system, our trained, professional, and friendly staff is always ready to assist you. For all your home comfort needs, we are the comfort company you can trust. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing.
This time we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Woke up this morning, blessed to be able to do that. You know, another day above ground, Jason. Another day to watch my daughter grow.
Now that's perspective.
Another day to watch her not sleep at night. What a blessing. What a blessing.
Oh, you'll get through that soon.
Last night, we decided to try the sleep and cycle phase, which was we sleep 1 hour, we cry for 1 hour. We sleep 1 hour, we cry for 1 hour.
And just when you think you're making progress.
No
right?
question.
Right.
So I think there's
can
like
be a little frustrating.
There's like you hit thresholds and there's like regressions. You know, like I don't know if we hit a regression here. It certainly feels like we have hit a regression here, but she is she's funny. She's making sounds and I'm around to hear them, and I am blessed to be able to do that. So I woke up this morning, was grateful. I also dropped into my timeline a new mock draft. I love mock drafts. I love NFL mock drafts. I, in fact, did a simulation for an NFL mock draft last night. I drafted as the Raiders. That's how much I love mock drafts. This was not an NFL mock draft.
That's lame.
Well, what do you mean it's lame? I picked better players than the Raiders organization. Like, if they let me draft, the way it's simulated, the whole thing is simulated. And if it goes the exact same way.
It was a lame move.
What?
It was lame.
To what?
To draft like you're the Raiders.
Dude, you draft fantasy teams all the time.
But that's for a purpose, to win a fantasy league.
Well, this is my purpose.
What'd you do it for? Did you send it to Gruden? Like, what you found out? Like, the results of your mock draft that you conducted? Did you send in some of your recommendations to Gruden? Or did you just store them away in your own head? That's why I'm saying it sounds lame, bro.
I sent him to Fitz.
Don't be mad. No, you sure didn't.
Yes, I did.
I guess there's the purpose. Thank God somebody saw it.
You know what Fitz said?
It sounded like the exercises of a crazy man.
He said, I don't hate it. So there you go. I mean,
that's what you should have said from the get-go. You sent it to Fitz, okay? Because it sounded like it got no purpose.
Anyway, I don't
need... Isn't that lame, Brad? I mean, you could speak. Doesn't that sound like I'm a lame starting... move? You sit around and do a mock draft on your own?
I'm a fan.
That you send to your fellow Cowboy fans or whoever your team is today?
I want to be careful here, but I'm also doing a little Inspector Gadget maneuver here.
I'm starting to think that Fitz is the national person you referred to in the first segment about
I promise he is not.
I pray that
he is, definitely
he is not the one who is disrespecting our John Morant.
Fitz is a friend of the show.
Yes. Yeah.
He would never do something
he
like
wouldn't
that.
Be dropping in
I
your
I guarantee you it ain't him.
It's not ESPN.
I know who it is.
Well, that's good news.
And it's not Fitzy.
Well, good. No, he's more respectful than that. He's a superstar.
Thank you, BC.
Now, that being said, this was not a segment for you trying to crap on sort of the things that
make
me
happy. I
knew
you didn't like that.
No.
Well, it's like something that makes me happy. Let's just crap on
Have fun with it then.
You know, let me have, because at the end of the day.
Don't get mad.
No, I am mad. We're human beings. We're designed. We should be able to have things that we enjoy.
I told him it was a lame-o movie.
Without being judged, right. You know, by our fellow man.
Who'd you take?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is good.
I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Yeah. I selected with our first round pick, Christian Darrisaw, tackle, Virginia Tech. For which I received a draft grade of A. Okay, what does that say?
What?
What is this? What does that grade say?
It says
at the bottom?
You should be in the war room
what
with
does
the
it
Raiders.
Say?
That's what it says. It says B plus.
Which is not as good of a grade as you gave Penny Hardaway for his season. We'll move on. 2022 NBA mock draft is out over at ESPN.com. Jonathan Cavani, who joined us, I guess, 2 weeks ago. Number one pick is not Chet Holmgren.
Oh.
Believe it or not. It is Paolo Banchero. The kid who was headed to Duke.
I'm not a big Holmgren fan after watching his tape. I know that sounds stupid because I'm watching mock drafts and mixtapes, but I don't. He looks incredibly thin.
He is incredibly thin. He's going to add weight. He's going to add weight.
I hope so because he looks like you could blow him over.
He's got so much in his bag.
Go ahead. 2022, we got it. Go. You got
yes.
You got who? We got it. One. We got Paolo.
Paolo Banchero.
Okay.
Chet Holmgren.
Okay.
Yes.
Is number two.
Yeah.
Let's see in terms of guys that we recognize.
Yeah, who do we recognize?
Oh, number 10 going to the Toronto Raptors is
Kennedy
Chandler.
Oh, my Lord.
Kennedy
Chandler.
I don't know Kennedy. Where'd he go?
Kennedy Chandler.
My Lord.
Kennedy Chandler.
He
is 10.
Kennedy Chandler.
Who's that player?
Top 10.
I never got to see him play.
Lord have mercy.
In the 2020. This is John Gavoni. Okay?
I'm not familiar with Kennedy Chandler.
Kennedy Chandler.
This is John Martin drafting on behalf
of the
NBA.
Isn't he from Wichita?
Teams.
I forget.
Kennedy Chandler,
wow.
Who is headed to Tennessee from Memphis.
Oh, that's right.
Number 10 overall to the Raptors. I saw that today, and I was stunned. Not because I don't think Kennedy Chandler is a talented player as a McDonald's All-American, but 10, wow. Earl Timberlake, 20, to the Dallas Mavericks. He's coming to Memphis.
I like the sound of that. I can't lie. For Kennedy, I like the sound of these 10.
Yeah, Boogie Ellis.
And for that family.
Boogie Ellis.
Who?
Of.
You ready for this?
You don't want me guessing.
It don't matter. He could be going number 3 overall, and you'd find a way to hate on it.
Sure wouldn't. I would say good for Boogie if he was a lottery.
Number 3 overall to the Orlando Magic. Boogie Ellis, USC. So say something about
Boogie
that.
Damn Ellis.
Number 3 overall. No, that's it. That's all in terms of guys that we care about here in the Memphis area. Kennedy Chandler going 10, and then Earl Timberlake going 20th.
He wouldn't have Moose on that list?
This is 2022, man. Moose is going this year.
Stop.
What?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Moose ain't going this year. Come on. It'd be educated speculation if you put Moose in the 2022 draft.
I did not see Moose on this list.
I was just curious. At one point, he was mocked, you know, this year.
Yes, he was.
Fell out.
I don't know if he was ever mocked by Draft Express. Maybe he was at some point. I'm not sure. Anyway, so two interesting things. Two very interesting things. The most interesting thing to me is Kennedy Chandler's spot. At 10.
It hurts.
And I know y'all want to sit here and say, well, this, that, the other. But here is what is true. Chris Chioza, I never got over. I never got over Chris Chioza. Why? Why didn't I get over Chris Chioza? Because Memphis didn't get him. They came in late. They didn't get him. He goes to Florida. He becomes the all-time assist leader, hitting game-winning shots in the Sweet 16,
Wisconsin.
Elite Eight.
They knocked off with that shot, Wisconsin.
Yeah, somebody like
Florida,
that.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Having an unbelievable career as a point guard. Meanwhile, Memphis is in the absolute dumps, having no point guard play, no tournaments to show for it. And I really believe that at that time, Chris Chioza would have made a hell of a difference. I mean, Chris Chioza is in the NBA right now, okay? He's with the Brooklyn Nets. He is an NBA player, okay?
Why are you yelling?
Because Josh dropped the ball on that one. He just did. He might still be here. If he would have had Chris Chioza, it's true. Now, Kennedy Chandler, to me, could be in that same boat because Memphis needs a point guard right now. They need point guard play. Kennedy Chandler is a point guard.
Wisconsin.
If he gets drafted 10th overall and if he leads Tennessee to a tournament next year and Memphis, for whatever reason, doesn't get in and has a hard time the next 3 years, oh, yeah, that one's going to stink. Now, it's different because Kennedy seems to be, as we see here, a one and done. So it would not have the same lasting impacts as Chioza had 4 years of him at Florida would for Memphis. Every year you turn on Florida, they're awesome. Chioza's the all-time assist leader. A little different sting, right? But it would hurt. It would hurt if Memphis doesn't make the tournament next year and Kennedy Chandler gets picked in the top 10. Oh, that would sting.
That's a whole lot of ifing.
It is a lot of if. But it's not out of the realm of possibility.
The way this thing could very well go is Memphis makes the tournament, gets on and popping again, right under Penny Hardaway, makes the tournament, and it's just like when they don't get Thaddeus Young. It's like you like what you got going in your own your own backyard.
Yep, very true.
And so you're capable of moving on without being hurt. Now, that said, I said this from the get-go. I ain't changing on it. Kenny Chandler, good enough. I went and watched him. I'm watching him on the floor with Ja Morant. I've seen him on the floor with Musa Cisse. Okay, Chris, former Tigers, grown men.
Yep.
And that dude can ball.
Yeah.
And I mean control the game like a veteran. And this was when he was about to go into his senior year, okay, out at Sunrise.
Man.
I said it then. If I'm Penny, I'm all over this guy. Now, again, Penny's feeling you go into this thing. And Penny talked to him. Penny offered, right? They did all that.
Yep.
But maybe Penny's thinking, you know what? That thing's already done to Tennessee. I don't want to get, you know, and that's why you don't make it like we've seen the priority that it feels like you've made the Lawsons and you did with DJ Jeffries when he felt he wasn't a priority. What'd you do? You went in there and you closed that deal. You made him feel like one. You never got that with Kenny Chandler. We can't put ourselves in Penny's head.
Yep.
But I just wonder how much of it. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to lose the kid. I think it may be already a done deal if you're thinking like that. But set it from the get go. That kid can hoop.
Yes, he can.
And to me, would have been worth going balls to wall just because. And listen, we talked to Dad a lot on this. We didn't talk to Kennedy as much in terms of his recruitment, but Dad was, hey man, Memphis ain't making us a priority like Tennessee is. Come on, and was almost welcoming it. Penny, for whatever reason, never turned that up, right? That's why I feel like a lot of it feels like as John is. So like, did you already thought you were gonna lose him?
Yep.
But my that kid good enough to play at Memphis, and I'd have been all over him. It won't matter if Memphis is making tournaments and rolling, just like it didn't matter with Thaddeus Young, who you said went what?
12th.
12th. He was lottery pick.
Agreed. I agree with that.
Be a couple of picks off from where Thad went, and you moved right on.
It becomes.
And I think that's where it's headed with Penny, don't you? That it's about to pop. That they're about to make the tournament, right? That they're gonna be in that position.
I mean, yeah, I think they have to make the tournament next year. I think it's non-negotiable.
Thinking you have to make the tournament is a no-brainer. Even Penny said that yesterday. Yeah. You get that publicly. It's do you think they're going to do it?
Yeah, I think
we've been talking this up for two, three years.
I think they should.
Do they finally have the pieces, the maturity to get through?
They're still going to have pieces to add.
I don't see it yet. I mean, they're worse than they were last year.
Well, I will say this.
I would say they're about the same. I'm not going to say they're worse.
I'm sorry.
If he's healthy, who was number 20 in the draft last year?
Right.
On the roster.
Right.
Earl Timberlake was not on the roster.
True.
Was DJ number 20 in the
draft? Well, Lance Thomas.
Boogie?
Musa Cisse was a projected first-round pick.
No. Musa started low in some first round. John said he doesn't even know if he – I think he was on Gavoni's board at one point. John, I think that's part of the reason why Musa's going to play this little we fell off the board while we were his people fell off the board. But it was late. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he wasn't a lottery. He had work to do, all that kind of thing.
Okay. You developed a point guard who was really good at the end of the year. You lost him.
Well, yes, but
Brad, he wasn't. Even John would tell you.
I'm sorry, I
get it, but even John would tell you that dude's not a point guard. Okay.
Well, he's definitely
was on that team.
He started at point guard. He was not a traditional point guard in the sense of
you actually have to get assists to be a point guard.
Yeah, and right. I would also say
he's at that position.
I would also say that you were doomed to lose Boogie pretty much no matter what. I mean, so, like, sometimes, like, that's just...
I agree with that.
That's just the way it is in college basketball. I mean, Creighton lost 5 starters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, they were Sweet 16 team.
Dude, if he's bringing in somebody that might be damn near a lottery pick in Earl Timberlake, I think there's a good chance you're better.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're worse. I don't think you can say they're better. I think they're...
You can't say they're better until you know Earl Timberlake's status.
Right.
That's a big part of it.
Their health.
And that shoulder. And you're not done.
There's still two spots left. You know what I'm saying? So I think we have to let the dust settle before we really weigh in on are they better or are they worse. It's just incomplete now.
That's not, only part of the conversation of can they take off without Kenny Chandler.
I think they're going to get into the tournament next season.
They're on the runway.
Yes. Of course.
Now you get off the runway. I mean, even Penny Hardaway knows it. Yes, provided eligibility, IARP, all that good. But even Penny knows at this point, like, it's got to take off.
He said as much. Because what is true is, like, if you want to use, you know, first, let's take out the first year because that doesn't count. That's Tubby Smith holdovers, right? And Jeremiah Martin. And these were not guys that, for the most part, you recruited.
No, you don't.
Second year, you were the youngest team in the country, and James Wiseman left after three games, right? The last year, you had COVID, and everybody had COVID, but. You know, it's still. Look, I'm sure if you ask student athletes, it was very difficult to come in and establish and forge a culture where you can't even be within 6 feet of each other. So I can understand and empathize with that a little bit.
I think even more than COVID was DeAndre Williams.
Well, they got better as DeAndre Williams got eligible. So
you had him more comfortable earlier.
You know, so I can forgive that. This year there will be no excuses for Penny. He understands that. He knows that. He's got. First round draft picks potentially in Earl Timberlake. He's got senior leadership.
So if you're rolling
DeAndre Williams,
it will to bring this back home. It will not matter that you didn't get Kennedy, but at number 10 and he's out of Memphis, Tennessee. Yes. I mean, you look at that and you say, well, damn, why didn't he play to Memphis? Because ultimately you feel like the Memphis coach is going to want the best talent out of Memphis playing for him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the way it's always been.
Well,
the way that you can survive not doing that is by rolling without. We literally have the example with Thaddeus Young rolling off to Georgia Tech while Memphis hummed along under John Calipari.
Well, and what I can tell you is that there have been, to the point about local, like there have been conversations that have been had sort of internally about, hey, we really have to do a better job, you know, and sort of double back down in this city. You know, that's been something that Penny has said.
Well, I mean, look at where the offers are right now. Chandler and Omar Knox.
Yeah, like so. There's been
Jackson in this case.
You know, Penny really wants to sort of because let's be honest, for the last couple of years, 2020, they got Musa, but that was really, I guess, he was the only guy around. Unless you want to count Morrell, which they decided to move on from. Yeah. 2021, there wasn't much of a presence.
They thought they were getting Jalen Green.
Yeah,
need to get Morrell when you're getting Jalen 100%. Green.
So I think moving forward, like they really want to, you know, build the fence again, you know, around Memphis and have more of a presence here locally.
Well, especially if that 24 class is going to look like anything close to like we mentioned it yesterday, had a couple of big names in it already, guys that are freshmen right now. Looks like that could be a big class for Memphis. Obviously, you know, that's getting way ahead of ourselves. Penny right now is on these 22s, but 24 looks like it could be a good class locally. You want to be rolling and you want to have the ability to reach out and touch anybody that's good and local that you want. You bring them on in.
Absolutely. So, anyway, Kenny Chandler projected top 10 pick according to Draft Express over at ESPN.com. Earl Timberlake, a top 20 pick for the University of Memphis next season. Was a really fascinating sort of look into what next year's draft could look like. The Grizzlies, they have taking, and I absolutely love this pick. I hope and pray it happens. Jaden Ivey. Have you seen this kid play?
Purdue.
Have you seen this kid play?
Yes.
Who was it? Aki telling us about him?
Yeah, I watched him.
Because Aki mentioned Purdue.
He's the son of former Grizzlies assistant, who's now
Nyel Ivey, the coach who's now at Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah, her son plays at Purdue. He's really good. I watched him in that tournament game.
Unbelievable.
That ACC tournament he was playing. I saw a Duke game they played. He's a great player.
He is absolutely. I mean, if he's there at 14.
I think that's a great pick.
Man, you got to go get him.
He's tough.
Tough kid. Smart kid. He was a freshman last year. He didn't look like a freshman to me. I mean, he's got a real sort of
swag,
court awareness and presence.
They got the Grizzlies in the lottery in 2022?
Yes. Yes, 14.
No.
14 overall. That's true. That's
no.
I don't see that.
He didn't shoot the ball well. I mean, that's the one thing you'll say about Jaden Ivey.
So you won't be drafting there.
No, we'll be later.
But
a little bit later.
But I love his game. He took over against North Texas there. So anyway, mock drafts up at ESPN.com.
Next story.
Y'all might not want to hear this, but Steph Curry's That's him breathing down your necks.
It's like that Jaws thing, man. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's worth bringing up because it's a historic role that he's on.
We'll
say what it means for the Memphis Grizzlies. We always bring it back home in the Memphis, don't we, John? Warriors beat the 76ers. While Memphis was losing a heartbreaker, actually before they had lost that heartbreaker, the Warriors were taking care of business against the 76ers. And when I say the Warriors, I really just mean Steph Curry, because he is absolutely carrying him on those. He's 6'3".
Yeah.
My wife was saying, he's tiny, you know, he's so small. I said, honey, the man's bigger than me. He's 6'3".
Yep.
Okay?
She's like, no way.
He's put some muscle on thing. And I don't know how anybody could look at Steph at this point and still think he's tiny.
He's just small next to LeBron.
So I had to correct my wife on Steph last night.
Correct your wife.
Had to.
Put her in her place.
No. You notice I didn't say that, fool. That's what a fool says.
Well, and his size was the same because his brother was guarding him, so it was 2 6'3" dudes last night.
49 points. 3 rebounds, 5 assists. He had 10 three-pointers, okay, in that 49. He's gone, this is worth mentioning again, 11 straight games with 30 or more points, topping Kobe Bryant for the most by any player 33 or older. Curry turned 33 last month, also has the longest 30-point game streak by a Warriors player since, of course, the great Will Chamberlain, 1964. Last night was Curry's fifth 40-point game in April.
Wow.
Okay? And topped Bryant and Michael Jordan for most 40-point games in a month by a player 33 or older. Man, that 33 is – did you see Scottie Pippen lost his son at 33 years old?
I did see that.
Was a sad story yesterday.
Very tragic.
For Steph, was sixth time this season he's hit at least 10 threes. Is tied with himself in 2018-19 for most in a single season all time. They still got games to play. Here's why it matters to the Grizzlies, because they are one game behind you now, and I went and looked over at Tankathon. You can look at remaining strength of schedule. Golden State's got 14 games left. It's the fourth easiest schedule the rest of the way, okay? So he's pretty much going to be taking on cupcakes, and what we've, you know, remember this, too. Sometime during this streak, like, he nearly rolled his ankle and looked like he might be out. He's doing this at one point with a sore ankle, but is absolutely rolling. I don't know that anything's going to stop it other than injury right now, the role that he's on, and the fact that he's doing it against what will be the fourth easiest schedule the rest of the way. Steph Curry's coming for our neck. That's what it feels like. It feels like he's absolutely breathing down your neck, and for whatever reason, he's decided that making the playoffs this year without Klay, and those other guys, now James Wiseman, is super important to him.
Yep.
I don't know if it feels like almost I'm going to go out and play every night like the MVP, so they give me this MVP, because right now he is the most valuable player to his team.
Yep.
You take him off of what Golden State's doing right now, they'd be down with where the Kings are. They'd be down with where Houston and Minnesota are, okay?
Yep.
So it's an MVP performance. The problem is, John, they're sitting in ninth right now, and I don't think you can give Steph the MVP. We're talking about Jokic maybe getting it. They're in fourth. Embiid's got the 76ers in first, so he's playing like an MVP.
Yep.
It looks like it's going to get them at least in the play-in, possibly the 7 or 8 spot, if the Grizzlies and the Dallas Mavericks aren't careful. And the thing you've got to watch out for, like I said, is of those 14 games, it's the fourth easiest schedule the rest of the way. The good thing for the Grizzlies, looked it up too, they've got the fifth easiest schedule the rest of the way. And you took one of the – I know the rest of this road trip, you got two with Portland, you got another with Denver, you pick up Wednesday against the Clippers. Yeah, that looks tough, but it's going to get a lot easier because you got Magic in there some of the way. So if you take care of business, right, you can you'll keep yourself in this fight, but know that Steph Curry, for whatever reason, wants this real bad. Shouldn't they be tanking? Like, shouldn't they be looking to lose and get us, you know, increase their chances of getting another great pick? Steph says no. We don't do that around here.
Well, it's added up to
11 straight or 30 or more.
I think as they have a hard time stomaching that as a franchise, you know, given sort of where they were 3-4 years ago. I think they want to win, right? They want to do what they can to win. Even though the smart thing would be to just tank and load
it's
up.
It's absolutely the smart thing to do, because you're not getting Klay Thompson back anytime soon, John.
Yep.
That's the point. And you're not going to win big until you get him back in there and maybe with something else.
I think they also feel like if we got Steph, we got Draymond, you know, we can win. It's on some level. That's what they probably believe.
Well, they won't beat one of the top two seeds in the West should they come through the play-in. Like, it'll end right there.
Yeah.
And I hope Steph's happy with that. He seems like he's made up his mind that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He is on an absolute tear right now, and right now he's hawking down the Memphis Grizzlies. Hopefully they can hold him off down the stretch.
Next story.
Saw some cool news this morning, which, as you guys know, I am a scheduling what's the appropriate? I don't think you can use that word anymore. It's not appropriate. But I am an absolute maniac when it comes to scheduling, and I am so obsessed with who Memphis football is putting on the schedule and who they are trying to get and the home and homes and things like that. We try to hold people accountable here because we believe in this program. We believe that, you know, it can play big time games and they don't have to settle for the Troys and the Southern Misses of the world. And they are decidedly not doing that. The news today is that the University of Memphis has scheduled a game with Florida State. Florida State and Mike Norvell, or whoever the coach will be in 2024. I don't know if it'll be Mike. I hope it is. Be great if it is. Don't know if it will be. Florida State, Memphis, September 14th, 2024. It's one game. It's at Florida State at Doak Campbell Stadium. Ryan Soderfield said the following: "We are very excited to be able to play Florida State in the future. Florida State is a program with great tradition, and we are looking forward to a great matchup with them. Memphis will always look to play other nationally recognized teams." Memphis and Florida State used to play back in the day.
Yep.
I mean, they did have a little bit of history. And the series, believe it or not, is closer than you would expect. Florida State only leads the series 10-7-1. I mean, Memphis and Florida State have, you know, they've had some battles in the past. It'll be the first game since 1990. So 34 years will have passed since Memphis and Florida State played. But I absolutely love this. I don't know how you can't love this. Because the point that I've always made, and I guess the detractors of this game, I haven't seen any, so I might be sort of shadow boxing here. But the detractors might say,
detractors of this game?
Well,
I'm interested to hear what they might say.
Why would you do this? Why would you just volunteer to get your ass kicked on the road at Florida State? It's just going to be a loss. You're not going to win the game.
You seen what they've been doing lately?
Well, now, in fairness, that's lately. We don't know what.
I mean, that ain't Jimbo's Florida State here.
No, it's not. It's not. We don't know what the dynamics will be 4 years from now or 3 years from now. But fair point. But why would you take this road game? You're going to lose. It's going to be an L on your record. And to those people, I would say, A, you're going to get paid for this. And B, you're not winning a championship or even playing for a championship at Memphis. You don't need to go undefeated. It won't matter. It just will not matter. So why not along the way? The only goal for Memphis, realistically, is to win the AAC every single year and get into a an Access Bowl. That's the only goal Memphis can reasonably have and hit every year, because you're never going to play for a championship no matter what it is you do, and until the system changes. Now, if the system changes, we'll have a different conversation. We can talk about that. But as it's currently constructed, my view is give your fans the chance, right? Yes, you will more than likely lose to a Florida State or an Ole Miss or whoever it is on the road, right? That's just the way it goes. You will certainly not be favored. But the small chance that you win that game is, to me, worth so much more to your fan base and to your program than beating up on Sisters of the Blind and Poor from Conference USA. Those games mean nothing to anybody. Mm-hmm. Your fans don't like them. They don't matter in terms of the metrics. They're not going to make a difference in your coach's sort of pedigree and recruiting and things like that. Mm-hmm. They just don't matter. Yeah, you beat them up. You win by 45 points. Congratulations. But I would rather take the shot, take the swing, right? Like John Morant was just taking swing after swing after swing in overtime last night. They fell short, right? They fell short.
Tried to dunk on Will.
But I absolutely loved every minute of that performance because I knew he was swinging for the damn fences. And that's all I want for Memphis football. All I want.
I'm about to put John on the spot, BC. You ready?
I'm ready.
I think you need to, your pecking order mm-hmm. of your favorite former Memphis football coaches has got to change after this move. You know where I'm coming from? Because you got a man in your favorite five. Mm-hmm. I'll give you his initials, J.F. Okay? And let me ask you a question
mm-hmm.
about Justin Fuente.
Oh, I know what the question is.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Memphis did a lot for him, didn't it?
A lot.
Yes, it
did. Justin
did
a lot for it.
He did do a lot
for Memphis
that.
Did a lot for Justin Fuente, didn't it?
Justin
how much is he getting paid?
Justin did a lot for Memphis.
And how come
two-way street.
A brother, in this case a program, can't get a game with them after you go off to your big job, after you, right? You mm-hmm. stepping stone, good for you.
Yeah.
You helped Memphis. You're right. It was bad at that point, but it's been good for him, too. Let's be real. And that man went and got millions, okay, in the Power Five.
He turned the program around, though.
So when you turn the program around, you don't need to pour anything else into it.
So
you don't owe them a solid when it comes to, hey, let me schedule a game with you and help you out. Because that's my point. Mike Norvell, after he goes off, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, Memphis, you want to play? Well, let me look at my schedule here. You know what? Been know what y'all go through.
How are you going to make the this deal about with scheduling? Justin Fuente?
No, my deal is you need to have a favorite new former football coach, Memphis football coach.
I think he is.
How come we never got that game with Justin Fuente? He never looked back after he was gone. I guess that's what he was saying. Well, I turned that thing around. They got all the help they needed. I don't need to give them a game.
We don't know Virginia Tech's scheduling situation. You know, we don't know if they had games committed or signed up.
Don't you think Florida State had other options?
Well, I probably yes. But they had an open game. Maybe
that's
Virginia Tech
didn't
have it.
My point is that Norvell understands it. He realizes the dynamic of Memphis. And to John, everything you've been complaining about, Norvell gets it. And I realize different time for Fuente. But don't act like he don't understand it. You guys talk every weekend. Giving you advice on how to be on everything. What are you talking about?
In fairness, Memphis also hired one of Mike Norvell's coaches. Justin Fuente had no connection to Mike Norvell. So there was, like, Norvell is doing Ryan Silverfield the solid as much as anything else.
Yep.
Don't you think that's what it's about? It's about Mike doing the favor for Ryan rather than Florida State doing the favor for Memphis. It's about Ryan. It's about, hey, you're a friend of mine. You know, we worked together for 5 years. If Justin Fuente had Brad Cornelson or somebody that succeeded him at Memphis, there would probably have been a game. But because there wasn't, Justin Fuente felt no obligation to the University of Memphis to do that. Would be my thinking on that.
He should.
So who else should?
Okay, you spun it real good for your man there that he doesn't have a connection here.
He doesn't.
Back to Memphis like Mike had, and this is more for Silverfield.
You make it sound like he inherited Memphis football in 2018, which he did not.
No, my deal is it can help playing. We're sitting up here. All we do is we talked about the job Bowen had, trying to do two for ones. It's a tough job. You got to give away stuff. You got to give away two games to get one. That sucks. Memphis has always had the scheduling issue of getting good non-conference opponents.
It's too painful. It's painful.
Yes.
Fuente understands that.
Yes.
Could have long ago gave him a game.
But
could have gave him a game in 2024 or 25. At this point, and you telling me, nah, he doesn't owe that to Memphis. I'm not saying he owes it to them, but damn, wouldn't it have been nice? You understand the situation Memphis is in. And here's Norvell, whether it's for Silverfield or not, it still benefits the program, not just Silverfield.
But what if
to your point, Silverfield likely going to come out of it with an L.
Yes.
Okay? Does that help Silverfield individually more than it helps the program?
They're going to get paid. You know, they're going to get a payday for it to go down there.
So it
will help the program.
The program gets a payday, not Ryan Silverfield.
Well,
that's the point.
Memphis is getting a crack.
There might be a personal connection.
Memphis is getting a crack at it.
You're helping out your old stomping grounds. That's the bottom. That's what this thing boils down to.
You're helping out your former O-line deputy assistant head coach.
Dude has not done any of that. So my point is reverse it, man. Let's give Norvell some love.
You have made this about Justin Fuente.
Norvell paid it forward.
No, I think it's great. I think what Norvell did is...
I don't think any kind... There's no way you could take a dump on that.
No.
My whole deal is why we couldn't get one of these with Virginia Tech.
This is all about Mike Norvell saying,
let's do this. We've had all this time. Could have gotten someone with Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Ain't nothing happening. Because what? Because Justin doesn't feel
any sort of
connection.
So you staying up at night wondering when you're going to get the game with Virginia Tech, man. That's why you can't sleep.
My thing is, why couldn't this have been done earlier? When you help guys go on to the next level, right?
Man, Justin Fuente helped Memphis go to the next level.
So did Norvell.
Norvell absolutely elevated it.
Yes.
He elevated.
And he's giving back. He don't feel like, I poured everything into you. I don't know y'all a damn thing anymore. No, Ryan, you ain't getting no game. It's ridiculous. There's no way you can make this where Fuente could not have done this. He absolutely could have done it.
So
help out your old stomping ground.
So
my point is, give Mike Norvell the love. And stop loving on JF so much.
So do you make a donation every year to Imperial Security because they help mold you, man?
What?
Do you do that?
If they reached out to me and wanted me to come talk to one of their classes or something, or tell them, hey, you know, I did this part. I was over at this electronics place and tell my stories. Then I would be happy to, fool. But, you know, they don't want to hear the damn stories.
Do you think Norvell
I haven't been asked.
Do y'all think Norvell will see this game in 24?
I mean, it just depends on how good his quarterback play is next year.
Because there are some that say he may not make it to 24.
Well, both Memphis football, former Memphis football coaches are kind of in hot water.
Fuente's the same way.
You protecting your man. His agent.
You act like Memphis.
It's ridiculous. Like he couldn't have given Memphis a game
you
by now.
You act like Memphis made Justin Fuente. Memphis did not make Justin Fuente.
I didn't act like it at all.
Justin Fuente made Memphis. He helped.
Wow.
He helped. He
did you hear this man?
He did. Justin
Bro,
Quinte.
They ponied
Memphis
up for
still went out and hired that man. They still went out. They hired the right man, but they hired him. They gave him the opportunity.
But it was
Don't act like
joke.
He did him a favor.
It was a joke when he was
it
hired.
It was, and I give him all the credit in the world. But the idea that all of us, I've done so much for you that please, a game. I got more important things. This program's so important.
We don't even know.
John Martin said, I'm going to win a national championship
that
sometime.
That was 4 years ago.
He did say that.
Well, I'm going to keep bringing it up since you got him A1, since he's your ace boom coon.
That was 4 years ago, Jason. You can't hold that over me forever. It was in the heat of the moment. They were playing well that first year.
He ain't got
year.
Nothing better to do. Than to play Memphis.
We just don't know. We cannot say with any certainty. Maybe they have talked about it and it just doesn't work.
Mike, thank you.
It was a big time move.
Thank you
for
giving back.
It was a big time, 100%. That is true. This is Mike Norvell absolutely doing Ryan Silverfield and Memphis.
Ain't they in the same
solid.
Conference? So you can't sit up here and say, conference controls our schedule.
No, it's not. It's, no, we just
I'm
don't
sorry,
know. I don't
Memphis.
Know Virginia Tech's schedule.
Some good years with you.
You know, maybe they said we can do it in 2031.
27 is what I'm hearing from our research staff.
Okay, so we'll take the middle. We'll
My friend Jonathan, part of our staff, said 27.
No, John's told him he don't owe Memphis a damn thing.
Put it on the schedule.
So that's not happening.
They won't see these games anyway.
But yes, I didn't expect this to turn there. I thought this would be a fun conversation about
Florida State. It's so hard to schedule. You hear me? I'm the guy that tells you every day it's hard to schedule, right?
I'm not going to make.
How about old friends helping with that?
Yeah, but see, you're.
Old friends.
Yeah, but see, you're holding him accountable, right, for something that we don't really even know. Maybe it happened. Maybe there was a conversation, but Memphis balked at it. Maybe there was something along the lines that just broke down. I mean, we can't make Justin Fuente to
All
be the
I
villain.
All I said is one, a former Tiger coach, now at an ACC, gave us one. There's a former Tiger coach at another ACC, been there longer, and gave us a damn thing.
I mean, that's the thing.
Hey,
like,
if you can find a way to turn it and spin it, yeah, which you have, you go
well,
right
no,
ahead.
You
but that's where
that.
I'm at.
You have castigated Justin Fuente for something that Mike Norvell did. You have, I mean, is that what this is what this has come to? Justin Fuente?
I'm ready to talk about Zion and Kobe.
I can't wait until
next story.
We're going to have a watch party.
I knew I'd trigger. I told
in
you I'd
2024.
Trigger him.
That Justin Fuente triggered him.
I gotta
bringing
stand
up that
up
national
for my
championship
man.
Take also triggered him.
It is out there. It is out there.
Did you also think Norvell win a national championship too?
You will not find that one.
Okay. You can stop that one.
Next story.
Zion and Jumpman are making their debut.
I see the shoes
it's
now.
The Jordan Zion 1. Mm-hmm. The first signature shoe for Zion Williamson, and I would love to hate on it right here in this space.
Me too. Right. I think I know where you're going.
Say it's for fat people or something like that, right?
Go there.
Good luck. Hope it doesn't blow up on your foot. You know, stuff like that. But I got to be real, y'all.
Okay.
The shoe's kind of fresh, and that's what us old-timers say.
I agree.
I think, John, what would you use? Clean? Slapping? What's the new term?
Oh, well, the kids say bussing.
Bussing.
I like the slick Z look.
Bus.
It looks good. The Z look looks good. I agree.
It does. They do. They look absolutely great. And why? Because it's easy. Because I'd rather it was Ja Morant.
Yeah.
He's getting one, right?
Jumpman?
Well, Ja Morant. Oh, you're saying Jordan
Not
Brand.
Jumpman.
Not a Jumpman signature.
Yeah.
And let's be real, John. I mean, that, I don't know how much Jumpman. You got some Jumpman?
Yeah,
I got Jumpman all over the house.
I got some.
I mean, for me, it's easy for me. I'm a mic guy.
Yep.
It's understandable. But even John, new general, we all, there's a different level of cool.
Yes.
It's the number one choice. Yep. And let's be real. If Ja would have had that choice, he would have absolutely probably taken if that's the one that's presented to him. I would love to hate and say that, look, these shoes are terrible. They're not going to sell. Mm-hmm. They look like some Shaq Reeboks, but they don't. There's a Z on it that looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
they
fresh.
Come in a bunch of what do they call them, John? The colorway. What do they call the sides or whatever?
Yeah.
Come in a bunch of different ones. They look good. He debuts them tonight, and frankly, it's been the highlight of the Pelican season.
Yep.
Okay. That's how bad it's been down in New Orleans that we're talking about his shoe debuting tonight. The other bit of Nike news, and this isn't so much Jumpman, but Nike. Obviously, Jumpman comes from Nike. This was odd to me. John, and maybe you can provide some context on it. You're more of the sneaker guy and sneakerhead than me, and certainly more knowledgeable on this topic. But Kobe Bryant's estate and Nike have severed their relationship, basically. Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant estate, elect not to renew partnership with Nike. That's the headline over at ESPN. I'll just read you the lead. With Kobe Bryant's 5-year post-retirement endorsement extension with Nike having expired this month, Vanessa Bryant and the Kobe Bryant estate elected not to renew the partnership, she confirmed to ESPN in a statement Monday night. Kobe's Nike contract expired on the 13th of April, okay? What am I missing? Why would you not do
that? I read the column about it today, and they said it's because the availability of the product has not been great.
Well,
and
that's why they're angry. Right?
That's why Kobe's estate is angry.
Right. I'm saying if you're Nike, mm-hmm. why would you not continue the relationship? I'm trying to come up with reasons. Right. That's yeah. what, and that's the, I'm trying to come up with reasons here because clearly the relationship's been a good one. Mm-hmm. Not right. It's been a profitable one. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder if even Vanessa says that look his shoes they sell out in seconds. And I just wonder. Okay, what was the estate asking for, and was it, when Nike has to move on?
Yep.
Nike's got it all, John.
Yep.
They can offer any. I mean, they've got all the money in the world. So I guess what I don't understand is could there have been a number that was too big when it comes to continuing the Kobe brand and with Nike? Is there a number that gets too big?
Well, and they were also trying
to. I guess in all business, there's a number that gets too high, but it's Nike. It's Kobe.
Right.
It's
and it feels like they should always be together, right?
Thank you.
It does feel that way.
It just
way.
Feels weird to think of Kobe being associated with a different brand, you know? Because, I mean, I've had Kobe shoes. I think everybody has had Kobe shoes. You know, you associate Mamba, Nike Mamba, like that's just kind of the way it is.
So with this a bidding thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, you're telling me there's another shoe company might come in and pay whatever Nike wasn't willing at this point?
Oh, sure.
Well, and they were trying to develop their own shoe line prior to Kobe's death.
It must be a big number. You think they can pay that? You think that's – because it's got to be a big number for Nike to say no, right?
I absolutely think there's a room for Puma or, you know, Adidas or somebody like that to come in. And
they got it like that?
Yeah, it's a guaranteed return. It's a guaranteed return.
That's what I'm saying about Nike.
No, I think –
so that's why I said the number must be so high.
I don't know
and
what –
if those others are going to – It wouldn't be like what that number would be to Nike.
I don't know.
It might eat you up.
Yeah,
that
I don't know what
number.
Nike sort of. I don't know what their thinking is on this. I don't. I'm sure they have their reasons. I'm sure they have their justification for why they are not willing to sort of come to a new agreement with.
Yeah.
With
she
Vanessa.
Said, I was hoping to forge a lifelong partnership with Nike that reflects my husband's legacy. We will always do everything we can to honor Kobe and Gigi's legacies. That will never change. She points out. I will continue to fight for that. Kobe's products sell out in seconds. Mm-hmm. That says everything. That's her. Quote that that's almost doing the, you know, it feels like publicly you're literally saying what they were offering was not enough. And I just at what point, what number is too big for Nike? Because Kobe and Nike together has always been, you know, that pair like we talked about. So it's just shocking to me that and I realize it's business. Yes, of course, Jason's business. There's always a number, but a lot of times things go beyond business. With this one, if it's a number that some other shoe company is can pay, mm-hmm. then I don't think it was worth it to Nike to lose it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it was worth it to Nike to lose it if that number's payable.
I mean, nobody. There's not a greater association in the shoe game, right, than Jordan and Nike and his own brand,
Jumpman.
Right? Kobe's right there. Kobe's second, in my opinion, in terms of.
Well,
just,
I thought Penny was second.
I think that the challenge.
I thought on shoes sold, he sold more.
No, I'm saying in terms of the association with a certain brand. Like you, I feel like you saw so much more marketing with Nike, with Kobe and Nike.
Whatever. You know? I'm not gonna argue. I think sold more shoes.
Well, I mean that. Yes, I mean I'm not necessarily saying that, but I'm just saying in terms of my sort of word association, right? Like just my in terms of, you know,
Kobe's up there. I'm just saying. I mean, you can't slight Penny. Penny's high on that list too.
So I this is sort of sad, right? This is sort of sad to see, but it is a business, and that's what you have to remember. And clearly, Nike decided, hey, we're going to be just fine. That's what they decided. You know, we've had a great relationship with Kobe and his family, and you know, all good things must come to an end, kind of a thing. And they said no matter that the contractual relationship has ended, he remains a deeply loved member of the Nike family. So. You know, John Morant's going to have a shoe someday. I 100% believe that. I don't know if it's going to be with Nike or whoever it will be, but I have to believe that Ja's going to get a signature shoe. Zion is with Jordan. You know, they got a lot of irons in the fire there. Giannis has his own shoe. It's not called the Giannis. It's called the Freak.
Okay. Several of Nike's top non-signature athletes have made a routine of playing in Kobe sneakers, both out of love for the performance features and as an ongoing tribute.
Devin Booker, P.J. Tucker, DeMar DeRozan, Buddy Hield, Isaiah Thomas, several others have created their own player-exclusive colorways of the Kobe Protro models to continue his sneaker legacy. This was something that would have gone on forever.
Yep.
And Nike's decided to end it. That must have been some huge number.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, there you go. Some news there in the shoe world. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Rob Fisher going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk Memphis Grizzlies with him, what we saw last night, and just sort of how we view the rest of the season. Lots more to come. Jason DeJohn, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and if you place a $1 money line wager on the Braves-Yankees game, you'll get $100 if the team you bet on hits a home run. After the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on the Braves or the Yankees and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
With stimulus checks coming in, if you're ready to get your hands on a new firearm or ammunition or take your permit to carry class, we've got it all at Top Gun Memphis. Ammo in stock, firearms in stock. And if you're looking to have some fun over spring break, come on out to Top Gun Memphis and shoot at the largest indoor gun range, gun store, and barbecue restaurant all in one place. TopGunMemphis.com. Sign up for your permit to carry class. TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or TopGunMemphis.com.
Bacon Jam Cheeseburger. Pure beef patty, melty cheese, and crispy bacon atop a sweet and savory bacon jam. Because nothing goes better with bacon like more bacon. Try your first one for half price when you order online or in the app. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper pet kit. Because shed happens.
Unsolved Mysteries, the iconic television series, is now a podcast. All new mysteries of terrifying abductions, bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths.
Listen free on the new Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity system. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system, and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
SOB Downtown has moved. Come help break in the brand new retro modern space at 345 South Main Street in the old Ambassador Hotel. Expanded menus, brand new patio, and private dining rooms are some amazing features in the new digs. SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. They still have favorites like General So's Cauliflower, Zaka Bowl, and Maple Bacon Braised Brussels Sprouts. Our raving fans say that we have the most diverse menu in town. Try our Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB. Eat and sip adventurously. Southofbeale.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group and RE/MAX Experts. You're rolling on the river. Changed addresses, looking for a new home. They're the team you need to call because they can do that. They can help you. And right now, you need all the help you can get. Just trust me. Take my word for it. Don't do this alone. You need a team that can analyze the market, that can help you get into the home of your dreams. You got to know where to look. That's what the Live Love Memphis team is the best at. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Listener was attempting to sell their house on their own down in Hernando without any agents involved. I remember that. That was me a couple of years ago. After a couple of weeks with no activity, they reached out to Live Love. Their investor was able to give them exactly what they were asking for. Closed on the day they chose. Made the offer sight unseen for $230K. Had one inspection, and then they were ready to close. It could be as easy, as simple as that for you when you call 901-410-8818 and ask for Jennifer Carstensen or April Darnell or anybody from that hard-working Live Love team. They're going to point you in the right direction. Jennifer knows her stuff better than anybody else. Also licensed in Mississippi, guys. DeSoto County, we're talking to you too. Tennessee and Mississippi. She's going to make it just as simple for you like she did for me a couple of years ago. Again, that number, 410-8818, the best in town. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 90.10 FM. ESPN. Obviously, we are, what are we down to now? Nine days away from the first round of the NFL draft. And I think this is a particularly, honestly, one of the most intriguing first rounds in a long time, simply just because of all the quarterbacks that will be selected there in the first round. So over at ESPN.com, they have a new mock draft up, and this is one where sort of Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay flip-flop picks. So they kind of picked for, you know, Mel would pick one, and then Todd McShay would pick two, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
No surprises at the top, I guess, until you get to three. So Trevor Lawrence goes to the Jags, no surprise. Zach Wilson goes to the Jets, no surprise. At number three, Mel Kiper loves Justin Fields. He's got the 49ers selecting Justin Fields. At number three, most people right now have them taking Mac Jones. That's the consensus. Mel Kiper says he loves Justin Fields, and he has all the tools to thrive in Kyle Shanahan's offense. At number four, Todd McShay has the Atlanta Falcons selecting Kyle Pitts, which I hate every part of that. I hate every part of that.
There's no way they're not taking a quarterback. I've told you it's a new GM. They will take a quarterback. Either trade down and take a quarterback or take one right here.
I wouldn't even take a tight end. I wouldn't take a tight end even if I needed a tight end.
A tight end, Kyle Pitts does not get them over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and ready to win a Super Bowl.
Bro, you could take Travis Kelce off the Chiefs and they'd still.
I told you, they got they got a new GM. He ain't trying to, like, he's planning for his future, John. He ain't looking at Matt Ryan and say, oh, we gotta pour everything in and win right now, so let's go take a tight end instead of a quarterback of the future.
Seriously, how many great tight ends are there?
You got one, I will say. That's the the one thing on your team.
What does it amount to?
Well, there's a lot of reason why you won the eight games you won last year. Seven or eight?
Eight games.
He's an absolute stud.
Eight games.
Kelce is there.
You know? I mean, there are guys here and there, but, I mean.
There's four or five probably dominant tight ends.
It's a position that, to me, is becoming obsolete. It just is because these guys.
The Patriots just went out and signed two of them.
Yes, I know. The great tight ends are wide receivers. I mean, they're big wide receivers. That's just what they are. Anyway.
Kyle is a mismatch. It's just the Falcons are silly if they think that's their greatest need at this point. They should be planning for the future. Let's move on.
Penei Sewell going to the Bengals. Love that.
Smart pick.
Don't do the Ja'Marr Chase thing. Resist that temptation.
He'll make weapons out of what he's got.
Yep.
Just protect him so he can do
that. They got Tyler Boyd there still, you know. So there's
still
guys
to throw to. And you can add on later on. That's the other thing.
Miami goes Ja'Marr Chase. They need that because, you know, you're trying to figure out if you have a QB in Tua.
Weapons for Tua.
So you got Will Fuller, Devontae Parker, Ja'Marr Chase. Now you're talking. Now you're cooking with gas a little bit there in Miami.
I think the kid, isn't his name Preston Williams too? He's actually been pretty good for them.
They have the Patriots moving up here. And selecting Mac Jones, which that feels like a very Patriots thing to do, you know, to go up and get a quarterback. They need one. In terms of relevant guys, Trey Lance going 9 to Denver. They need a quarterback there. Drew Lock is not the answer. So I would absolutely do that if I am the Denver Broncos. They have the Raiders selecting Trevon Moehrig, who is that safety from TCU. They need a lot of help. They need a lot of help. It's just the truth. The Bears
put you all over the hump.
Yep, the Bears taking Caleb Farley, the DB from Virginia Tech, who opted out last season, so he'll be familiar with, you know, not being relevant.
Need to after letting Kyle Fuller go.
Yep,
Denver on a 1 year.
So anyway, that is the majority of the first round.
What they got Jerry doing at 10?
I believe taking an offensive lineman.
I'm looking at that. McShay's got them actually taken. I think this would be the first offensive player taken in the draft at Patrick Surtain.
Oh, sorry, yes. Surtain.
The cornerback out of Alabama that everybody's got has the highest rated cornerback in the draft.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, again, they got a lot of holes to fill on that side of the ball. So, anyway, I'm excited about it. Always love draft time in the NFL. It's 9 days away.
Tell you what, if you could have Mike Tomlin right now, would you take
him? What?
Over the coach that you got. Pittsburgh just signed him to a 3-year extension.
Is that even a question?
Mike Tomlin.
That's not a question.
Right. So I was listening to Stephen A. Smith this morning. Almost have to defend it. He felt like he had to defend the fact that Mike Tomlin got a 3-year extension. The man's won one Super Bowl. I guess maybe that's why you look at it and say you feel like you got to defend it. Well, Pittsburgh always in the mix. And when they're healthy, right? When Ben Roethlisberger's healthy, they're usually they've been in the mix. So I just don't get the constant. Hey, here's why we have to, you know, here's why you extend Mike Tomlin. That seems like a no-brainer. And it sounds like from your reaction to it, you would think the same. If you had a chance to get him, you would. I know, I'd jump on him if I could get him.
I mean, the only coach.
You know, it's like consistency. You like consistency? That's what you pretty
much
get.
The only coach that would not take Mike Tomlin over is
Bill Belichick. Everybody can't be Bill, and Bill got his, as we know, a lot of it because of Tom.
Yeah.
And his willingness to take less.
9 days away, the NFL draft. All right, we will come back. Rob Fisher going to join us at 125. We'll talk Grizzlies with him and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
This is Memphis's sports station. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Get to destinations unknown in your new ride.